It's something everyone hates.
It's something everyone fears.
The morning commutes. Keep your headphones on and your earbuds in as we embark on that everyday journey we all know too well.
Tales to tease your story taste buds about how MRU gets to campus.
This is about to get interesting.
Adventure awaits.
Surprises on your commute when you're trying to get somewhere on time are not a good thing. Bus schedules are never quite right, especially in horrible weather, which makes getting anywhere a struggle. Amelia Holly tells us her story of desperately trying to commute in awful conditions.
The bus times in this city are awful, especially when it snows. They're either a few minutes late or a few minutes early, never on time. I was going to be late because Google Maps updated my route and told me my bus was coming in 10 minutes. And I live 10 minutes from the bus stop. I swear I have never run so fast in my life. Not to mention, I'm crossing a bunch of streets with no crosswalk and have to keep lifting my hood to check for cars. No, I will not wear a hat. I will not smush my bangs from Mother Nature. And of course, when I get to the bus stop, Google Maps now says my bus is 2 minutes late. Then 8. Then 10. Did you know if a train is even a minute late in Japan, they riot? If a bus is 30 minutes late in Calgary, you're expected to just say, yep, it be like that.
We rely on our phones to get us up in the morning, but once you're up, you just can't put them down. An hour later, eyes still reflecting on the screen, and you've got nothing done. Jacob Garovich tells us his story of his phone getting in the way and can't get out of bed.
What the heck? It's 7:10. I set my alarm for 6:40. I got 8 hours of sleep. That's decent. Why can't I just get out of bed? Okay, well, at least I'll still have time to meditate if I get ready quickly. I'm tired, but I'm up. How about I sit on my bed and check some scores while I brush my teeth? Oh great, the Flames ended up winning in overtime. I got 5 new emails. Did Dude Perfect just release a new video? How would I watch it quickly? It's only like 8 minutes long. How many freaking times have I told myself that I'm giving up YouTube and that I am not going on my damn phone in the morning? Now it's 7:30. I don't even have time for meditation. I'm supposed to leave in 15 minutes and I'm not even downstairs yet. Jeez, Jacob.
All right, so we have a fellow student at MRU, Matthew Hiller, on the phone. How are you doing, Matthew?
Hi.
Do you want to tell us about your morning commute?
Oh, God. Yeah. I live on campus, so I get out of bed probably way too late, so probably 20 minutes before I actually need to get to class. So I usually end up hurriedly getting dressed, leaving behind half my things, and sprinting to school on sheets of ice and falling over and looking like a general idiot. Well, anyone who knows me knows I'm a general idiot anyway, so whatever.
All right. Thank you for sharing us your experience to school. Stay safe out there. Many people say winter is their favorite season. This is understandable, as the winter snow can be quite nice to look at. Gander Varikplog does not feel the same way. His journey to school illustrates the struggles of an October snowstorm.
I feel like I've been sleeping for only 20 minutes when my alarm goes off at 6 in the morning. I feel like an angry bear when I wake and question why anybody would want to get up at this ungodly hour. I shower up and take a look outside. My car is buried in a blanket of snow. I put on a toque and step outside to what feels like the Arctic Circle. Cleaning my car is a pain, as my little snow brush can barely get all the snow off my car. I start it, let it warm as I rush back inside to eat. I still feel tired at 6:50 and realize I need to leave. I hop into my warm car and head for the bus stop. I make it to the bus at around 7. I sit at the back because the heater keeps those spots extra warm. The bus ride is long, but I don't mind as I begin to doze off. The bus becomes filled with more and more people and I begin to miss the extra space I had when I first got on. I am relieved when I get off and I head to my class.
Never prepared for anything, Tavia is still rocking summer tires on her car and frozen bare hands during Calgary's first blizzard of the season. Calling this a rough drive to school would be an understatement. This is Tavia Fisher's story about her miserable morning commute to school.
Today is one of those ugly, cold, and bitter mornings. You know, the ones that make you hate your life the second you step outside. Not only is it 8 a.m. morning rush hour, but my route to MRU is insanely backed up because of this brutal snow. Man, that saying people forget how to drive when winter starts is so true. Ugh. I really should have put my winter tires on last weekend. I'm slipping and sliding everywhere. This morning straight up sucks. At least my car is finally warming up, so my miserable attitude and fingers can start to unthaw. Oh crap, it's already 8:15? This traffic has barely moved. I guess it could be worse. I could be freezing outside waiting for the bus. I mean, let's be real, you couldn't even pay me to walk to school in this weather.
And that wraps it up for today's episode of Adventure Awaits podcast.
We would like to thank our first year broadcast students for sharing their fun commute stories with us.
And we would like to especially thank you for listening to our podcast.
This has been Sam and Alex for the Adventure Awaits podcast, and we'll catch you on the flip side.